Now to Information Desk. Listener Bessie Bremner has composed a little poem, which she would like to share with you all.
Mummy, what does lockdown mean? Is it something to do with the Queen? No, my love, it certainly is not. It is to do with the virus which the whole world has got. But we have a garden where you can go out and play, and I can sit and read or knit. And we must both walk around from time to time to keep us fit. Sadly, some people live in one room. They must be depressed and full of gloom. Off you go out to play, and please don't worry. For tea tonight I'll make your favourite curry. When this is all over, I'll take you to the country to see animals and fields of clover, and we might even take a visit to the sea. And when we come home again, we'll invite all our friends in for a cup of tea.
Thank yous go to Bob's Beer for your very kind donation, and to Mrs. Kit Spooner to say we're pleased to know your replacement player is working well and that you are enjoying listening to Chatterbox.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR3 1JH, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
F-Stop Eyes Photography Group, next meeting on Friday the 15th of October in Eaton Park at 11:30 a.m. There will be a ride on the miniature railway, followed by a photo shoot of the trains.
Vision Norfolk invites you to the Theatre Royal Norwich for an audio-described performance of Dick Whittington and His Cat on Saturday the 8th of January at 2:30 p.m. Join us for the rags-to-riches tale of a young man leaving home with only a spotted handkerchief and his cat on an exciting quest for fame and fortune. Tickets are £27, and this includes a sighted companion ticket if required. We're awaiting confirmation of a touch tour. To book, call Mark or Helen by November the 26th, please.
That's all from Information Desk for this week. Our next batch of stories include how poverty fears are growing as winter looms. There were moulds galore in the city's gardens. A safety campaigner slams a new zebra crossing as useless. Social enterprise The Feed will be opening a new cafe.